Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I am an intuitive healer and meditation coach and teacher and have been broadcasting my meditations for nearly 6 years. I am grateful that you found me. I hope you enjoy my meditations. Many blessings. Take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Feel your breath return to its natural rhythm, that gentle flow through the body. Just like the flow of an ocean wave, the tide comes in, the breath comes in, tide goes out, the breath goes out. Go ahead and relax your shoulders. Feel the relaxation move down your arms all the way to the ends of your fingers. We're following that breath into that deep, relaxed state. We're going to begin our meditation today standing in a grassy field. As our hands reach down, our fingertips touch the tall grass. We can feel the sun warm on our skin, smell the earth in our nose. Just allow this field to come clear in the mind. To become very present here. In the distance, you hear a horse. As you turn your body to face the sound, you can see a large fence, and inside that fence, a beautiful horse running. I want you to walk over towards the fence. Feel your feet rise and fall as you begin to walk, connecting to the earth with every step. As you reach the fence and this enclosure, I want you to go ahead and climb the fence and sit on top of it. Call the horse over to you. This beautiful creature should come walking up towards you. When it does, I want you to climb onto its back. As you do, I want you to notice that the fence enclosure disappears. It isn't there anymore. As you're sitting on top of this beautiful creature, I want you to look around the field and beyond. And notice a mountain peak in the distance. I want you to pull the reins of the horse and begin to walk and run. Beyond the field, you'll notice a line of trees. That's where we're headed, towards that mountain, through that line of trees. Through the trees will be a wide path, easy to navigate with your beautiful horse. At the end of that path, you'll notice a house. And next to that house, a small enclosure with another horse. I want you to walk your horse up to this house, dismount the horse, tie it up to the fence, and walk to the front door of this house. I'm going to count back from 3 to 1 and you'll step through the door. On the other side of that door is a version of you. This could be a future self or a past self. When you walk through the door, I'm going to leave you to have the conversation. I'll call you back when it's time. 3, 2, 1, step through the door. Thank you. It's time to come back. Step back through that door. On one, two, three. You're standing once again on the porch to this house. See your horse there tied up to the fence. And the other horse within the enclosure. I want you to look at the mountain behind this house. Take in the details of what you can see. You let your eyes follow the trail behind this house up the mountain. Our climb is not up the mountain today, only to observe it. This mountain is a metaphor or a replica of your own path, difficulties and struggles, moments when the path was easy to climb and moments when it wasn't. Different look at our ascension. It's time to get back onto your horse and make our way back to the field. Taking that path through the trees back to the grassy field. Feeling the strength of the animal beneath you, security within yourself. Bring your horse back to that fenced area and dismount. Walking back once again, that space in the grassy field where you began, feeling your feet rise and fall, connecting to the earth as your fingertips trail along the tall grass. The smell of the earth in your nose, the feel of the warm sun on your face. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection. Maybe hold space for yourself. Maybe an affirmation to start your day. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Come back to me. Well, thank you for joining me today for today's meditation. We visited a version of ourselves. When I usually do these, I'm going back to a younger version of myself. And I feel every time I do, I'm doing a bit of healing work when I go back to that version of me. And I'm making those memories and those times that were really hard for me softer. I'm also going back with a different perspective and shifting my memories a bit and having a little bit more grace for the people that I grew up with. So whichever point of your life you went back to, whether it's future self, current self, or younger self. Having those conversations helps us to refuel our love for self, grace, forgiveness for ourselves, and bring us to a space of wholeness. I wish you all the best.